the theme from the Sears Radio Theater. Tonight, a program of love and hate with Cicely Tyson as your hostess. Here's a preview.
Listen, the hamster gestation period is only 16 days or so.
Only 16 days?
Mm-hmm. Each litter is between 8 and 11 babies. They're weaned in 3 weeks, can be taken from their mothers in 5 weeks, mature in 6 to 8 weeks, and are ready to breed in 10 to 12 weeks.
The Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station.
This is Cicely Tyson. There are billions of people on our planet Earth. That two people out of that many could find each other and fall in love is, as Louise Ledler would say, a mathematical improbability. But she and her boyfriend, Curtis Cleaver, have beaten the odds.
I love you, Louise.
And I love you, Curtis.
But...
But?
But we can't get married.
Why not?
Have you seen my bank balance lately?
What balance?
Exactly.
I don't care, Curtis. I don't want a house. I don't even need an apartment. A vacant lot and a tent, a sleeping bag under the stars.
Look, all I need is one terrific idea. Then I'll be able to give you everything you've ever wanted.
But all I want is you, Curtis. And you've been so distant lately, light years away from me. Are you angry with me?
Oh, why would I be angry with the woman I love?
Because I can't see your vision of great things to come. Because all I see is that I love you.
Louise, out of the billions of people on Earth, somehow we found each other. Now, you're the mathematician. You know that it's at least a million to one shot. And, Louise, I think I'm really going to find that idea.
But what Curtis doesn't realize is he may find what he's looking for, but end up losing something very special to him. Something he hadn't bargained on. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis' production of The Sears Radio Theater. Our story, The Hamster Caper of Curtis Cleaver by Annie Caroline Schuler. Our stars, Robert Towers and Noel North. The Sears Radio Theater is brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops for value.
The shops on Main Street in Sedgley, California, supply students from nearby Snellenberg University with the necessities of college life. There's the university bookstore, the Sedgley stationery shop, the all-night pizza parlor, and coming out of the Sedgley print shop, Curtis Cleaver and Louise Ledler. Curtis has just dropped off another edition of Snellenberg's student newsletter, of which he is the editor.
Well, Snellenberg Speaks is tucked away for another week.
And it was a long week.
Yeah, I missed you, too.
Was this edition a difficult one? Is that why you've been so far away from me?
Louise, every situation in the world doesn't always have a logical, mathematical reason.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I am too, Louise, really. But lately, I don't know. There are so many things spinning around in my head. Once they come together, everything will fit into place, but until then...
Oh, lonesome me.
Seems like the entire world is lonely lately. You know that column in Snellenberg Speaks, Dear Donald?
The advice column?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's been buried under an avalanche of letters from students who come from big cities. There isn't all that much to do around the university, and they're lonely.
So what does Dear Donald advise?
Valley's Pet Shop.
Valley's Pet Shop? Look through that window. I've never seen Valley's so crowded. Why did Dear Donald recommend it?
Well, Valley's is the only pet shop for miles, and he sells hamsters and parakeets and small pets like that, which the dormitory house mothers will overlook. And, Dear Donald is Mr. Valley's nephew.
But how many poor college students can afford to pay $12.99 for one hamster?
$12.99?
Look at the sign in the window.
For a little ball of fluff?
Expensive fluff, if you ask me.
I wonder why Valley charges that much. Yeah, but imagine hamsters practically raise themselves. Don't eat much.
Well, come on, Curtis. Our one day together is quickly dwindling away.
Louise, wait. Uh-huh. Yeah? I'm getting it. No, gone. It's right on the tip of my fingers and... it's gone.
Good.
How can you say that, Louise? All this thinking all the time. I'm doing it for us. So we'd have more time together, lots of money. Wouldn't have to slave away doing all...
You won't change your mind, will you? You don't intend on getting married until we're millionaires.
Well, maybe just half a millionaires.
At the rate we're going, we can celebrate getting married and getting Social Security in one grand sweep.
Ah, you know I want to get married very, very much, but not until we're more independent financially.
And when do you think our Independence Day will happen, Curtis?
Louise, I can feel it within my grasp. Think for a minute, Louise. Just look around you at all the super ideas other people have had that have made it big. Look at the pet rock.
And how much thinking did it take to pick up a rock and put it in a box?
But that guy was probably straining for years, and in one golden moment, wow. Or how about the saying, keep on trucking? Three little words on T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, they've gotten worldwide attention.
Curtis, all I'm asking is your attention to three little words that are very important to me right now. I love you.
Louise, just a couple of minutes. I want to go inside the pet shop and look around, huh? Please?
I guess I wouldn't be so in love with you if you weren't a crazy genius. Lead on.
Well, sure is a good Snellenberg U turnout.
Hello there. Hello there. May I help you?
We're just looking around. Thanks, Mr. Valley.
Well, may I suggest a specialty this week? Right over here. Hamsters.
So, that's a hamster. Never saw one close up.
Adorable little creatures, aren't they?
They look like fat mice.
Mm. Ah, you're interested in mice. Oh, well, that cage is...
Here, I'll take this book. All about hamsters.
Very good, sir. That's $5.95. Ring up 631 with tax.
Curtis, 631 with tax?
Trust me, Louise. I've got this feeling. It keeps coming back. I'm really close to something.
Excuse me. Mr. Valley, I've got a complaint.
Complaint? About what?
Your unfair prices. Dear Donald advised me to get a little hamster to keep me company in the dorm. But I'm a student and I'm poor.
Sir, I sympathize with your problem. But believe me, I'm not price gouging. You could get them cheaper direct from a breeder. But the closest is way over in Marlow.
Oh, gee, this is terrible. All I want is a little companionship. A little love. Love.
Curtis, please. Everyone's watching.
Love, Louise. It's all right here. This book is all about it.
The book is about hamsters, Curtis.
Love. That's what we all need. That's what we all want. Love.
Curtis, I think you need some fresh air.
And I'm going to get some. We're millionaires.
What was that?
That, I'll have you know, is a world-famous million-to-one-shot millionaire. Or a crazy genius I've driven insane.
By the time Louise catches up with Curtis, he's halfway up Main Street. Curtis has had a vision in Valley's pet shop, and he wants to start turning his dream into a reality. But Louise has other ideas.
Curtis! Are you all right?
Guess where I'm going.
Over the deep end. I give up.
This is it, Louise.
You've got an idea?
Louise, we're going to be independently wealthy, socially secure.
Well, this must be some idea.
Love makes the world go round, Louise, and it's going to make us rich. Look, I'll take you home because I've got to start working on it immediately. I promise we'll have plenty of time together later.
Take me home?
Yeah, I have lots of organizing to do.
Couldn't use my help?
Well, I don't think you want to spend your free time.
I know I'm the mathematician of this team, always dealing with realities, certainties, and sure things. But it's dull sometimes, you know? Always finding out in advance how something will turn out.
Your logical mind has kept my feet on the ground when my head was in the clouds many times.
And I don't know if that was right of me or not. Curtis, your world is so topsy-turvy, upside down and totally unpredictable, but very, very exciting. So at least, for a little while, can I share your scheme with you?
You want to hear about it first?
I love you and I trust you. Just tell me what to do first. On our way to the first million?
Well, we get a loan.
But we have no collateral, Curtis. Who'll give us a loan without collateral?
Well, hello, Curtis. Oh, this is a great surprise. Welcome to Schumark. How are you, son?
Okay, Dad.
And you, Louise?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Cleaver. How's the shoe business?
Well, you know what they say. There's no business like shoe business.
Dad, can we talk to you privately for a minute?
Oh, sure, son. Here, come on, right over here. Now, what can I do for you?
Loan us some money.
Oh, sure. How much you need?
Well, this is to be a loan, Dad, a business loan.
Curtis, I'm your father. I don't loan money to my son, I give. You want a loan, go to a bank.
We already did.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. How much of a business loan?
$500.
The separate checks or one tab?
We need $1,000, Louise.
But we shouldn't start off with such a large debt.
All right, compromise. $750.
Okay.
Yeah. What business are you going into?
A real moneymaker, an innovation in gimmicks. Uh-huh. We call it Love for Sale Enterprises.
Love for sale.
An adorable little hamster, his liquid eyes staring out at you with an unspoken plea. Adopt me, love me. We call him Harlan the Hamster. He's our symbol.
A symbol for what?
Oh, buttons, bumper stickers, T-shirts, any place we can stamp his little image.
Oh.
In light of the present trend in fads, we believe it to be a sound financial investment.
Listen, my son is always a good investment, even when he goes bankrupt.
Bankrupt? When?
It was nothing, Louise.
Let's see. First was the souffle delivery service. That fell flat.
Yeah, I think we've heard enough, Dad. And
then the chocolate perfume that, instead of attracting the opposite sex, attracted an invasion of every insect within 10 miles. but my favorite was the plastic sock.
Plastic sock?
Louise, I was 16.
The problem started when the feet got hot. Socks melted, gluing shoes to feet. Very sticky situation.
I think we just lost our financing.
Oh, nonsense. Listen, it takes years to be an overnight success. Right, Louise? Well, now what are you up to this time?
Hamsters, Dad. Yeah. Our pivotal product, our main draw at Love for Sale Enterprises, inexpensively priced hamsters.
Doesn't Valley's Pet Shop sell hamsters?
Well, yes, but he has a high overhead, a store and all. We won't have so many expenses.
Especially if Mrs. Cleaver will cooperate.
Right. Dad, we're asking your permission to check with Mom about the attic.
The attic? Uh-huh. Oh, you mean the attic on top of our house. That attic?
Yes.
Oh, you want my permission to talk to your mother about our attic?
Exactly. Can we ask Mom?
Well, sure. And if she figures out what you're talking about, tell her to call me.
Curtis, Louise, come on in.
Hi, Mom.
Good seeing you again, Mrs. Cleaver.
Thank you, Louise.
Did Dad phone?
Yes.
I hope he didn't try to explain.
No, but he warned me about your explanation. He said if I understand it, I definitely need professional help.
It's simple, Mrs. Cleaver. We simply want to use your attic.
Well, that is simple. So why'd your father sound so strung out?
Unfortunately, Mr. Cleaver heard the unedited version.
Well, you're both welcome to our attic. Now, what can I do to help out?
Well, we'll be breeding hamsters up there.
I can't help.
Why?
You want to breed rats in my sparkling clean house?
Oh, not rats, Mom. Hamsters. Cute little money-making hamsters.
Fat mice.
My first impression exactly, Mrs. Cleaver. But Curtis has a really great idea here. It's far out, but it's great.
Curtis, how many cute little money makers are we talking about?
Oh, about 10 pair.
That's 20 hamsters to start.
She can
to start?
Well, Mom, they're not just going to sit there. They're going to breed.
Well, I don't know if my weak heart can handle so much activity going on right above my head.
Mom, my apartment's crammed as it is, and Louise has a little place, too, so it's either the attic or forget the whole thing. We can't afford a rent.
All right. But you promised they're clean.
Immaculate and odor-free. My book says so.
Well, bring the little darlings over, then.
We can't yet, Mom.
What's the problem now, Curtis?
Well, there's one little thing we've got to do before we bring them over.
Oh, and what's that?
Buy them. Curtis,
and Louise are on their way to a successful business venture. They have the capital. They're having Holland the Hamster posters and buttons and bumper stickers and notepads printed with Holland's cute little fuzzy face. They've even acquired a nursery for hamster breeding. The only things missing are the hamsters themselves. Louise and Curtis are about to remedy that situation.
What else does the book say about breeding, Curtis?
It's so simple. Listen, the hamster gestation period is only 16 days or so.
Only 16 days?
Mm-hmm. Each litter is between 8 and 11 babies. They're weaned in 3 weeks, can be taken from their mothers in 5 weeks, mature in 6 to 8 weeks, and are ready to breed in 10 to 12 weeks. Simple.
For the hamsters.
Now, sis, here, all you got to do is keep them fed and keep them warm.
Well, let's see what Mr. Valley, the expert, says.
Yes? What can I do for you?
Well, we're interested in hamsters.
Oh, that makes a lovely powder hamster. Which one?
10 pair.
10 pair. You're going into the breeding business.
That obvious, huh?
Well, it seems to be a popular get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh? Lots of people do this?
Yeah, but lots of people don't have love-for-sale enterprises, Louise.
Mr. Valley, do these new breeders do well?
Well, let's just say that the hamsters do well. They're quite prolific, you know.
Yes, but the breeders themselves...
Well, no, they don't get rich quick. For one reason or another, the hamsters don't sell.
Curtis...
It won't be that way for us, Louise. Remember, love-for-sale enterprises...
Oh, keep reminding me, okay?
Sure thing.
Mr. Valley, I seem to have this lurid fascination for depressing information. What are the reasons the hamsters don't sell?
You are obviously pumping me for free information.
Yes.
Well, at least you're honest. And buying 10 pair entitles you to some helpful hints. Now, first, keep in mind at all times it is a business.
Right.
Not as easy as it sounds. You are dealing with a product that's cute, cuddly, and very appealing.
No offense, Mr. Valley, but I'm not fond of hamsters. They look too much like rodents.
Well, that's just because they are.
I mean, rats and mice and such.
I know.
I like the little critters.
Good for you. Now, what is the young lady's job in this business you're planning?
The young lady is caring for the finances.
Okay. Then you, sir, will do the feeding and the caring for, right?
According to the book, it's not terribly involved.
No, but there are a few suggestions. Never buy large quantities of food that goes rancid and it sickens the animal.
Right.
And a word of caution for you and these adorable furry little balls of fluff here. This is very important. Don't name them.
How's that again, Mr. Valley?
Is that some kind of superstition or something?
Whoops, here are the customers. Just a moment. I think I've given enough information to the competition. Just wait a second till I'm finished over there, and then we'll pick out 10 nice pair, and I will box them for you, okay?
Sounds good.
It sure does.
I should tell you this before you buy the hamsters, though. If this business of yours falls through...
It won't.
It won't, believe me.
But if it does, I can't buy back the hamsters. I can't even take them for free.
How come?
Well, you see, I buy them from a licensed breeder with a very good reputation. And remember, if somebody buys a hamster from me and it gets sick or dies, I'm responsible. So I've got to know the breeders I'm dealing with very well.
Oh, sure, we understand. Right, Louise?
Sure we do.
Well, I'll be right back then.
Oh, Curtis, we could be stuck with over 200 hamsters.
You won't be, Louise. The posters and buttons and T-shirts and bumper stickers are ready to go on sale. Anticipation runs high. The whole campus at Schnellenberg University is talking about Harlan the hamster. I've got at least 100 advance orders for them. We won't be stuck.
As our financial advisor, I hope you're right.
Why is that?
Because after this hamster purchase, we're broke. Totally.
Oh, that was certainly a fast 750.
I may cry.
Well, we've got to spend money to make money, Louise.
And when do you foresee a reversal of that trend?
As soon as our 20 hamsters start doing their thing in our attic.
Curtis, you romantic devil.
Love for Sale Enterprises, Curtis Cleaver speaking. Yes? We're taking orders for hamsters. First litter is nearly ready for sale, but most of them are reserved. Well, you may have to wait for the second litter, due any time now. Send in a check or money order for $4.98. That's right, just $4.98. How do we sell them so cheap? Low overhead. Don't you know anything about business? It's your major, isn't it? Oh. No, I guess a football major wouldn't know much about business. Thanks for calling. Tell your friends.
Any word from the nursery?
We're still expecting. How's business?
As bloated as the mama hamsters. Gotta order another shipment of posters, buttons, bumper stickers, and double-line t-shirts. At the school store at Snellenberg, they can't stock enough of them.
It's working, Louise. It's really working.
Don't shout for joy just yet, Curtis.
Louise, darling, unless the pregnant mama hamsters decide not to give birth, this second litter's gonna put us in the black all the way across the board. See? Phone hasn't stopped ringing. We're a success!
Oh, let me answer it, Curtis. I feel so important, so rich. When I say, Love for Sale Enterprises. Mrs. Cleaver! Oh, no. We'll be right over. Curtis, you told your mother that hamsters have no odor.
Well, the book plainly states a hamster has no odor.
A hamster, Curtis. A hamster.
And we've got over 200. Come on.
Curtis, just smell.
Oh, but they've been here for weeks.
Well, it was chilly last night, so we turned on the heat.
It's freezing.
And an hour later, we noticed the odor and had to turn the heat off again.
And the heat's been off ever since?
Your father threatened to sleep at the Y, and I may join him.
Oh, the hamsters.
They look asleep.
They shouldn't be, not at this time of day. Hey, boys and girls, wake up. Hey, gonna have to poke you all awake? Uh-oh. Louise, they're all cold and stiff.
Oh, I can't look.
Gotta call the vet. Gotta call. Oh, good grief. What if they're all, you know.
And the hamsters are only hibernating.
Hibernating, Dr. Tolley?
Mm-hmm.
Then none of them are dead?
Hardly. It's been so cold in here for so long that the hamsters instinctively went into hibernation. See, adults, babies, even the expectant mothers. Really, they're fine.
Just in a deep sleep.
Are they all right, Curtis?
Yeah, Mom.
Oh, then I don't feel guilty about that, at least.
About what, then?
I'm evicting your hamsters.
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver.
Either that or somebody's going to leave this house permanently.
Dad threatened to...
No, I did.
Well, Louise, it's your place or mine.
Not mine. I handle finances, remember? And you're the one who likes the little monsters.
But we're running low on food, and tomorrow I plan to go to Valley's and buy some.
You move the hamsters to your place, Curtis. Mm-hmm. I've got to go downtown, so I'll pick up the extra cages we need and plenty of food. I know a place where I can get it cheaper than Valley's.
Ever the financial wizard.
Hey, Curtis, your apartment is certainly filled to bursting, and you're still rearranging cages? It's been 2 days.
Well, I have a choice here, either a clear path to the kitchen or a clear path to the bathroom. Want to help me with the feeding?
Did they love the food I bought?
Why did you get 20 pounds?
It was on sale, only $5.
Valley charges that for 5 pounds.
This discount place downtown
has... How can a store sell so... Louise, do those hamsters look strange to you?
Curtis, I don't know hamsters, but they do look strange.
And if my eyes aren't playing tricks, just a little green.
Curtis, they all look that way.
And they haven't touched their food since... Since I fed them the new food yesterday. Oh, where's that food sack? Louise, smell this food. It's rancid. And all of our hamsters, they're poisoned.
Concluding act of The Hamster Caper of Curtis Cleaver.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's food poisoning, all right.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm a murderer.
No. They will be all right as long as they get no more of that bargain basement food that you were giving them.
That, Dr. Tober, is a promise.
Good. Now, They need a tonic to cleanse their systems, and they need to be watched for the next 48 hours in case some of them are sicker than the others.
You mean watched constantly?
Yeah, yeah, if you want to ensure their good health.
Look, this whole mess is my fault, so we'll move them to my place. It's close to the university, so I can drive over and back every couple of hours to check on them. Will that be all right, Dr. Tober?
Yeah, I think so. But, kids, please, try to make this the last move. Hamsters are many things to many people, but good travelers they're not.
How goes the hamster sitting, Louise?
Okay, I guess. I guess they're all okay so far.
Great. Now, tomorrow morning at 10, we got a meeting with the T-shirt people about expanding to Harlem the Hamster jackets. Sweatsuits, hats, sneakers.
Sure.
Yeah, see, then we meet with the poster people at 11 about printing up stationery and notebooks. And maybe pens. In the PM, button people want to talk to us about kites and skateboards. And a graduate art student in Snellenberg wants to do a cartoon strip called Harlem the Hamster. He's got connections, so it's worth the time.
Oh, sounds terrific.
Yeah, the way business is expanding will... Anything wrong?
No. In fact, we've been getting calls from radio and TV people about interviews. Magazines, too.
Wow, we're really taking off. Our products are selling as far north as San Francisco and as far east as Tucson. Why, some of our people figure we should plan on going national.
Eve's been in labor all morning.
Eve? We know an Eve?
I didn't see any name tags on the cages, so I named some of them. Just my favorite ones. Let's see, there's Adam and Eve and Romeo and
Juliet.
Wait
a minute. Louise, we seem to have a problem here. Is this the hamster hater I'm in love with? Louise.
I never hated them, Curtis. And they do grow on you.
They didn't grow on me. I mean, it is a business.
Excuse me, Curtis.
Well, where are you going? Well, we haven't finished our conversation.
To check the nursery. Be right back.
Great. Just great. And she was the stable member of our team.
Juliet's had 9 babies, and Eve's had 11.
What? What? That's 498 times 20?
Curtis, they're just babies. Don't be so cold-hearted.
We're in business, Louise. Now, let's see. Since the second litter's arriving, we can get rid of the first. I'll advertise in the next Snellenberg Speaks. Then everyone who ordered a love-for-sale hamster can stop by and pick it up.
But the special Harlem the Hamster carrying cases haven't come in yet.
Well, I'll get some regular boxes from my dad at Shoemart. Kids over at school are so eager, they won't care. They just want their hamsters. I'll bring the boxes over here.
So soon?
Yes, Louise, yes. Now we finally start raking in the dough. At last, monetary return. And let me tell you, those college students are going to be thrilled when they finally have little furry pets to love. Louise, love for sale is a reality. I don't understand why all you students are so upset. Myron, are you the spokesperson?
Yes, I'm. Let me tell. We all decided to stop by your office to settle something. Now, where are the hamsters that we paid for?
Well, like the announcement said in Snellenberg Speaks, at 50 to 11 Orkney on the front porch. Now, Louise Ludlow, my partner, is there, and she'll...
No, we have just come from 50 to 11 Orkney, and there is nobody there.
Yeah, we didn't find nothing.
Right. No hamsters either. Just those shoeboxes.
The hamsters are in the boxes.
The only thing in the boxes are these big holes.
Oh, good grief. The hamsters gnawed themselves out of the boxes.
Oh.
Why didn't Louise stop them?
Well, we got to find... Oh, come on, gang. Let's round up our pets. They must be roaming all over the streets of Sedgley.
Come on, Harriet.
And Mr. Cleaver, we better find them or else. Come on, gang.
You will. And I'll find Louise. In there? Louise? I know you're in there, Louise. I'm using my key. Louise?
Yes, Curtis?
Why are all the lights out?
I'm a fugitive from justice.
Well, I'm turning on the lights. Oh, no. Louise, you really are a fugitive.
Curtis, I couldn't do it. I couldn't willingly hand these darling hamsters over to careless college clods who'd feed them cold pizza and beer.
Oh, Louise. Louise, 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 you've gone maternal on me. You've gone maternal on 200 hamsters.
225.
225.
We'll go and counting. Oh, I've bankrupted the company.
No, you haven't. You know better than that. The way sales are going and all the other items, we don't need to sell hamsters to turn a profit.
We don't?
Of course not. But, Louise, face it. We cannot keep 225 pets.
Oh, 226. Oh, don't answer it. It's been ringing for hours.
Time to pay our debt to society, Louise. Love for Sale Enterprises. Hello? Dear Donald who? Oh, yeah, Dear Donald from the newsletter. How are you? Oh, he does? Sure, send him right over. We'll talk to him. Bye. That was Dear Donald. His uncle, Mr. Valley, wants to talk to us. Coming right over. I guess he's starting to feel the competition. I don't see how. Once he gets a look at our hamster population, he'll know we're not stealing away his hamster business. We haven't unloaded one of these little dickens.
Maybe he's angry that we're underpricing him.
Hey, Louise, hold up there. Listen to us. Did you just hear us?
What?
Don't you hear it? We're talking like business partners.
Yeah, so?
What did we start out as?
Well... What?
Louise, has it been so long ago? We started out as lovers.
Lovers?
Yeah. Louise, we found a one-in-a-million dream, but we lost something much more precious. Each other.
Oh, Curtis.
I'll get it.
Well, hello, Curtis, Louise. You want to know something? You, too, have become real celebrities. And you're doing very, very well. Look at the lovely hamsters you're breeding. Hey, this one's a real winner.
Oh, that's one of Adam and Eve's babies.
Oh, no. You did it. You named them.
Just a favorite few. And that's what you warned us about, isn't it?
You give something a name, an identity. It's no longer business. It's personal. You can't give a friend away.
That's what we're finding out.
I've come with a proposition that may help you resolve your problems. You see, I would like to buy into your business. I got some money tucked away, and I thought...
You want to buy in with us?
Curtis, in case this fact has escaped you, I will fill you in. Your love for sale gimmick, along with Harlan the Hamster, is the moneymaker of all time. You are unaware of this, but I have been keeping tabs on you and your business. You are going the distance, my boy, right up to the clouds, to $1 million, and past that even.
Wow, this is something.
Why, with your creative genius and my connections, we can be set for life. But do you want to take on a partner?
Do we want a partner? Do we want a partner?
Yes, we want a partner.
So, it's okay, Louise?
Curtis, I just want it to be like it was before with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Mr. Valley. You got a deal, if you agree to our demands.
Demand away.
Well, first, I have complete creative control over all new products.
We won't tamper with success or genius.
Second, Louise keeps control of the bookkeeping. You'll have access to the records, but Louise handles the money.
She's a financial wizard. That's agreed.
Okay, and third, we both have a vote in all new Love for Sale ventures.
You got it.
Then you've got a deal, Mr. Valley.
Terrific.
And we need a favor.
Name it.
Take our hamsters.
All of them?
Except for Adam and Eve and Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, we'll keep several.
But...
Well, most have been purchased. You just have to be paid for it and picked up.
Well, that's marvelous. That's very good.
Mr. Valley, since you're getting so many quality hamsters, maybe you could lower your prices so other deserving college students can afford them.
Why, certainly. I'll even expand my shop to accommodate them. And all the love for sale items I'll soon be stocking. Partner, see you later.
Alone at last.
Alone at last.
Yeah, well, almost. I think we can keep two sets of hamsters and maybe several...
Oh, no more business talk, Curtis.
Just one more item. As creative genius, I ask you, the financial wizard, to write a check.
Yes, sir. The check will be made out to...
Us.
From?
Us.
Amount?
Oh, a couple of thou.
Wow, what for?
A hasty elopement and a long honeymoon.
Oh, Curtis, you mean it? What? When's the date?
Independence Day.
But that's not for a long time.
It's next week.
Curtis, Independence Day is
I
not...
I beg to differ, Louise. Our Independence Day is any day we want it to be, right?
Now that we're almost millionaires...
Yeah, so by the time we wrap up business, when can we be ready?
At the latest, tomorrow.
My sentiments exactly.
Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where our policy is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Sears, where America shops for value. The Hamster Caper of Curtis Cleaver was written by Annie Caroline Schuler, produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your hostess was Cicely Tyson. Our stars were Robert Towers and Noel North. Featured in the cast were Dawes Butler, Lillian Baeff, Jack Crucian, and Lou Horn. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. This is Art Gilmore speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Sears Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
Music 103, KMOX FM, St. Louis, 24 hours a day. CBS News. President Carter is optimistic about a House action earlier tonight approving of a windfall profits tax on oil. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Carter originally asked for a 50% tax rate. The House Ways and Means Committee suggested 70%. The final measure was for a 60% tax on oil company profits. And at a news conference in Tokyo, Mr. Carter looked ahead.
The windfall profits tax, when passed, the establishment of the Energy Security Fund will give us a substantial reservoir of financing for the creation of synthetic fuels, on solar energy, the liquefaction, gasification of coal, and other actions that can make us more energy self-sufficient.
The bill now goes to the Senate. Mr. Carter made his comments on it just before the latest session of the Seven Nation Economic Summit Conference in Tokyo. He also had something to say about the new OPEC prices, ranging from $18 a barrel to $23.50 a barrel for crude oil. The president says that's an extraordinary price hike, which would create an economic watershed for the United States and the rest of the world. More on America's gasoline supplies and other news in a moment. Some U.S. refiners say they'll have a slight increase in supplies in July, but they also say not to expect any dramatic changes in long lines at service stations. More from Nelson Benton.
Most of the nation's major refiners have told the Department of Energy how much gasoline they expect to deliver next month, and the outlook is for little improvement at the pump. Amoco, Mobil, and Citgo expect to have slightly larger allocations than in June. Shell, Conoco, Chevron, and Sun expect to be down. Texaco, Arco, Exxon, Gulf, and Phillips will be about the same. The American Automobile Association surveyed nearly 7,000 service stations and found gasoline up another penny a gallon during the past week. More than one-third of the stations surveyed could not predict whether they will be open for business on the 4th of July because of delivery uncertainties. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
Tornadoes hit at least four towns tonight in the north-central section of Iowa. Buildings have been damaged, and electricity and telephones are out in several areas. Officials report at least one person has been killed. Several others have been hurt. The House adjourned a few minutes ago after voting in favor of a bill to allow President Carter to maintain trade sanctions against Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, if he thinks it's in the national interest. It's considered a major foreign policy victory for Mr. Carter. Nicaragua's National Assembly has ended a special session on the country's civil war, but there was no discussion on the latest U.S. demands that President Somoza resign. The U.S. has again asked him to quit, but Somoza says he's determined to stay in office. The United States plans to double the number of Vietnamese refugees allowed to settle in America each month, from 7,000 up to 14,000. It'll be effective next month. U.S. officials say the cost of the new refugee program will be about $400 million a year. At least 10 other countries have also promised to take in some of the Indochinese boat people. A staff report from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says pipes in at least 11 nuclear power plants do not match their original design requirements for resisting earthquake damage. Officials say a bulletin will soon be issued to all nuclear plants requiring studies of earthquake-proof features. If it's any consolation, there's something increasing at a rate faster than inflation. The U.S. Trust Company of New York City says its survey shows one out of every 400 Americans is a millionaire, and that number is said to be increasing faster than inflation. According to the survey, about 520,000 Americans are millionaires. Last year, the number was 450,000. John Bohannon, CBS News.